As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Dear God, pump it. It stinks.
Pump it up.
Pump That Septic. They got you covered. How about this? Does your partner's driving make you nervous? Most people say yes. When you're a passenger in someone else's car, are you relaxed or white-knuckling it the whole time? For the average person, it's the second one. 53% of us always or often feel anxious about other people's driving. That includes people we're in the car with as well as other drivers on the road. We don't even trust that one person you expect to. 63% of people in relationships say their partner's driving makes them nervous. A question for you, Hunter. I want you to be honest.
I'm an aggressive driver. I'm not a bad driver.
Don't lie to me just because your wife may hear you. Do you get nervous when your wife is driving?
Oh, dude, of course. Dude, I don't even like being in the passenger seat. If I can drive, I'm driving.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a lot of ways you can die in life, right?
Yeah.
That car hurling down the road. That's the one. That's a big one. When people don't wear their seatbelts, I'm like, it's like the doctor saying, hey, you know, like you're like 2 cigs away from cancer. Oh, I still got one though.
I still got one.
Just don't roll the die on that one. Just don't do it.
Kiki is a very good driver, but she still makes me a little nervous. She does what literally every single woman does. Well, let's just get the fact out there. Women shouldn't be driving.
You're going to burn, bro.
We gave them the right to vote. That's all they need, okay? But now they're like, we want to drive too.
Brock at WIRX.com.
What every woman does. It's like the brakes, they have 100% confidence in their brakes. So when they come up to a stop sign, stop light, let's ease into that. Let's ease into it, okay?
Dude, I literally have been driving since I was like 2 or 3 years old. Like, I sit in my dad's lap, shifting, blah, blah, blah. I trust my skills.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, there was one time we went on a trip, and it's very few times where I'm like, maybe this guy should be driving. And our buddy Ben has been across the country how many times in a truck? Yep. Like, the guy's got like a trillion miles underneath his belt.
Yeah.
But the one person that we're with, like a teenage girl, insists, now I'm driving. I'm not going. I'm not, let's weigh this out here. This guy has been to California like a million times.
In a truck, mind you.
In a truck, which is hard to drive, dangerous. You barely passed your driver's ed test.
Or it's Becky, who has a penchant for texting while driving.
Hand the keys over, Becky.
What's more terrifying? A 17-year-old teenage girl driver or a 79-year-old grandma? No. 83-year-old grandma. What's more terrifying behind the wheel?
Dude, they're both side by side, dude. Both wrecking.
For me, it's the old lady because she also in the back of her mind is like, if I die, I die. You know what I mean?
For the old lady because she's on a bunch of pills. That's probably.
She can't see over the steering wheel. All you see is that mound of bluish white hair just there.
It's all in that buzzed Cadillac. Up on her Wednesday pills.
She's got a high from a bingo win, and she is just like, F it. If I go off a bridge. I'm just going to drive this thing recklessly.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. Why? I'm almost dying anyway. Hey, we call them Q-tips.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a Q. Yeah. Hey, man, Q-tip up there. Be careful.
Blue hairs driving in my lane. Yeah. You got to watch out. That's what I would say. I think the old lady's more terrifying.
Wait, my driver's ed test, the girl that I had to do it because they paired you up with partners. But get the gas and the brake mixed up. Dude, that's not a good thing.
At that point, you just say, you're not allowed to drive, all right?
We straight up drove a van right into a ditch because she thought it was the brake.
Oh, is the brake the horizontal?
Get me out of here.
Yeah, yeah. This is
Why do I have to die, too?
This is it. I'm just going to wait. I'll wait outside. You guys come pick me up. Not you, though. You don't drive. So, anyway, if you're driving your partner, they're probably nervous. Just keep that in mind. What about this? You'll like this because you like finger-licking good food.
Hell yeah.
KFC just invented a new utensil to make shoveling food in your face even more fun. It's called the finger spork. It looks exactly like a normal spork, but it fits on the end of your fingers. So you put 5 of them on, and it's basically like Edward Spork hands.
So are they long? Or is it just the spork portion?
It's just the spork portion. It's
so
just
they kind of like claws a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, they kind of like claws. They announced them in a joking infomercial on YouTube, so they're a novelty thing, not a serious product. But you can actually get them. You just have to order a side lover's meal. Each order comes with two. And they'll have them at participating locations through July 12th. You know,
you need 10 of them, though. What are you gonna do with just two?
You gotta go back. That's how they get you. You gotta go back and collect the whole set.
Have you seen these things before? They're like the meat grabbers. And they're like kind of the same thing.
The claws.
And they're for like pulling apart meat
for
and whatnot.
Shredding pork and meat and everything like that.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like that, but not nearly as cool. You won't feel like Wolverine with these finger sporks on. But
yesterday I had a famous bowl. That's no joke.
Yeah. You do love
delicious.
It.
Delicious. But I don't think I'd be eating it with a finger spoon. It's just not the right angle. Well, you know, just try to do it right now. Like, act like you're using it's just not good. It's not a good angle.
I mean, I might be able to get it. I tell you what, though, the big thing, though, Hunter, is if I want to grease your fingers, I just call your sister. That's all.
Yeah. You know what? Look at the light, Brock. Look at the light. We'll wake you up. We'll wake you up in about 30 minutes.
Speaking of finger licking good.
Reevaluate your life.
Speaking of that. Finger licking good. That's the only reason I read that story.
It wasn't even a funny joke.
It was a good joke. It was
not
a good joke.
It's not even witty.
If we had people in the studio right now,
they would be laughing. You would be doing one of these and everybody would be staring at you.
They would be just keeled over laughing hysterically.
Mm. Ever since you became a dad, your jokes have really just...
At least I didn't say if I wanted greasy fingers, I'd call your grandma. I was nice about it, at least, all right?
Dude, come on, man. Come on, man. You know, I'm local, man. I got people here in town that listen.
See? Jeez, laughing. Dude. Everyone's laughing right now. They're dying.
Jeez, no, they're not. No, they're not.
You know,
I'll tell you who's not laughing. My dad, if he's listening to this.
We got to take a actual commercial break because the crowd is so riled up from that joke. All right, we got to stop taping for just a little bit. That's what we got to do. Yeah. Anyway, there you go. That is your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.